So that was the situation, and I was conscripted in 1965. My immediate reaction was, well, what's going on here? This doesn't seem to be fair. I mean, what are we doing this for? Why only some of us? What's the point? What, you know, who gave people the power to do this sort of thing? Why did I think like that? I'd had a pretty good school education. We'd had a very good history teachers in my final year. We'd been taught to, you know, to question and think. My generation of young people were already sort of opposing authority in ways. So I questioned and challenged and destroyed my call-up papers, burnt them in the incinerator up the backyard with my brother. And then I told the, I wrote a letter telling the government that I'd done it. They didn't respond because by law, I was still doing my university course and I had time on my hands, you know. They didn't have to do anything. And so that just emboldened me more. I became more and more active as I found more and more reasons for opposing the conscription.